unlock the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got kicked in the grass.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Cubs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Oh, hello there, and welcome to Chubb's Gone Wild, episode 547, recorded on June 17th, 2024. Hello, Tom. How are you doing today?
Great.
Sounds like it. I love how your camera just follows you around. I need one of those.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, except I really want one that it sets up higher. So we're not looking at my chin.
Well, that's something that we can work on. There's these lovely things, kind of like this, but they're extendable. They go up, and then they can, like, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've got mine sitting on one of those things, but it's still not high enough.
Right. Well, we'll get you one. That way we can look down at you like we should. Down upon you, that is. Let's see. Well, it is 85 degrees and windy. Where'd the wind come from? That wasn't expected.
Yeah, it was. That's why there's a wind thing on fires. Notification
that.
So you did know about it.
I knew about the fire watch, but I didn't know.
Well, that's the wind is what, the wind. The wind is what makes it a fire watch.
Oh.
See, because when it's still, the fires don't tend to spread when there's big winds like we're having, because it's awfully windy. But it's a cool wind.
At least, yeah, 85 after those days of 100 and stuff. It was better. Much better. Anyway, it's only 2 days until Juneteenth. How are you celebrating?
Let's see. I'll get up in the morning.
That's good. That's always good.
I'll go to the gym. And let's see. Maybe go shopping.
That's good. That's very good. Well, it was a Juneteenth weekend here, and the organization that I work for was out and about doing testing and spreading information about their services. So they got to go to the big Juneteenth festival and said it was very cool. It's also 17 days till Independence Day, 136 till Halloween, and 191 days until Christmas. And woohoo, we are looking forward to all of those, except the Independence Day one, because of the firecrackers and the noisemakers that are going to make the pets freak the fuck out.
I know, but we'll be at a pool party that day.
Will we? I'm looking forward to that. That would be wonderful. I've only had the opportunity to get in the pool once this year, and I didn't even get to take it.
Well, it was because it was inappropriate to get into a pool when you have pretty people that are going to judge you.
That's true. It's bad form to be naked in front of pretty people.
Well, only because the looks. And, you know, and it's funny because pretty people don't know about the looks that they give.
But yeah, they don't even realize they're doing it.
We see it. Yep. We know it. We've lived it.
That's right.
So you know, you're not even going to get me to take off my shirt around those people.
So all you skinny bitches, and you know who you are, and so do we, you just watch those looks. Well, How you can make up for those looks that you've given over the years is by joining our Patreon, which offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcast videos, books, and a lot more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Sausage from Sayunivaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix, Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. And please visit patreon.com/MattBurlingame to find out how you can become a member at your leisure. There's something I was gonna say. Oh yes, and all of our Patreons that have been with us for a while, which pretty much everyone here has, will be getting a free ebook copy of the poetry collection I will be releasing at some point fairly soon. It is almost done. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we'll figure it out when the time comes. All right, today's affirmation, please take a breath, breathe deeply, release that stress, and repeat, I make careful plans for my future while enjoying every penny that I save and spend. Well, that's some, that's the goal. We'll put that on the top five goals of the rest of the year. All right, and breathe out. Well, today in history, on June 17th, 1885, the dismantled Statue of Liberty, which was a gift from the people of France to the people of America, arrived in New York Harbor after being shipped across the Atlantic Ocean in 350 individual pieces, packed in more than 200 cases. The copper and iron statue, which resembled and well, it was reassembled and dedicated the following year by President Grover Cleveland, who presided over the ceremony, became known around the world as an enduring symbol of freedom and democracy. So I just don't understand why, America has such hate for the French, because I mean they gave us the, one of our national symbols. So I mean that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen it? Have you been in it? Have you touched it?
No, I've seen it, but I have not been in it. I'm not going to go to that fucking cold island out in the middle.
Oh,
It was cold.
okay.
Yeah.
That I will believe, but I would like to see it in person at some point. Well, guess what? Today we have celebrated some holidays. I'm sure we just have to read this list and find out which ones. It's starting with Global Garbage Man Day. Oh, speaking of, I have. Oh no, that's tomorrow. I was thinking of having to take my can my bags out of the can, but that's tomorrow. So, but you know what? I think that that is a very important day because I'm sorry, I do not hang with people who like think that being a garbage man is a bad thing. I mean, they need to get paid well and they need to keep us clean. Yes, no?
What? I'm not judging anybody. You are.
I'm not. I'm judging people that judge people.
Thank you.
All right. It's also National Apple Strudel Day. Okay. Eat your vegetables. Are you going to eat any vegetables today?
I will be, yes.
That's wonderful. Also, Ride to Work Day. Nope. Okay.
I don't work.
Stewart's Root Beer. No, I and not me anyway. Take your cat to work. No.
No cat.
Yeah. World Croc Day. Do you have your Crocs on?
No, but I will.
Okay, well, at least you'll
I
get
think
some.
that means crock pot, not crocs. Wait, is there a K or is it just C?
It's just a C.
Okay, then it's the shoes.
Yeah. My mom loves her Crocs.
Yeah, I
So,
was watching my guy Arnie. That's he's a YouTube guy, and he was wearing the exact same Crocs that I have, so
nice.
I was happy.
And then finally, World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought. Well, that's pretty much every day in California. All right, come on. There we go. Get back to the little thing. Oh, there we are. Okay, well, now we have some birthdays to celebrate. And before I read the big list, do you want to read the important one?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Well, today happens to be Barry Manilow's birthday. Yay!
Yay.
Oh, Barry, you can't
He's,
even chat your birthday without taking what?
I think that just a minute, just, oh God, damn it. Okay. He I think he's 81 this year.
Ooh. Wow.
81. He's just finished a tour of Europe. He last year he opened up a Broadway show. He's releasing a new studio album this year. He's got his thing, you know, his residency in
Vegas.
Vegas, and what was the other? There's one other thing. There's another. He's probably busier, honestly, than he was earlier in his career, and I think that's just amazing.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, well, we have some other birthdays coming up, including happy birthday to Max, Kevin, Gail, Joe, Brian, June, James, Gary. Oh, Gary, up there, our Pride 48er Gary, up there in Oregon. And we have Mateo, West, former actor West Ramsey. Movie star and stage and screen. Then we have oh yeah, well, he's been in like 50 movies. I mean, that's incredible. Dan, James, Mike, Jim, Toby, Mike Caffey. Oh, we did one of his plays, The Coming Out Party, written based off of his book. That was actually that was a really fun play, except for that one actor. And then we have Sandra, who used to do photography before us. Happy birthday! Yay! All right. That was like old home week. Emphasis on the old. All right. Hey, what's in your feedback? Sean says, not even sure what a perfect evening would be for me anymore. Guess I'm just that old slash out of it now. Nah. We all struggle with that, honestly. And also, he says, enjoying the Acolyte so far. Curious to see where the show goes. Us too, and we'll be talking about that in just a bit.
Yeah, and I gotta agree with him on the what's a perfect evening? It's weird. Ask me on any given day and it'll be different.
Exactly, same. Yeah. All right, Chub Hugs. I would like to send Chub Hugs out to my step grandmother, who's going to be having some surgery this week, and hope that she it all goes well. If it does, she will be in and out in less than a day. Also, to our listener Scott and his partner Mark, and Scott is actually up here today having surgery. For the most part. But I won't get into it. How about you? I know you probably got tons of them to go flying
Well, I will be scheduling my next surgery this week.
now. Really? Oh, that's
And
pretty cool.
here's where we are for the last one. It actually does not look that as bad because it's well lit, but when it's, you know, just regular, you probably wouldn't even notice it if we were talking and you saw my hand. So I'm pretty happy with that. Well, my chub hugs go out to poor Lindsay Mendez, who did not win the Tony last night. Although she has already won a Tony, but you know, Daniel and Jonathan both won their Tonys, and it was supposed to be a sweep of the three. But we were worried that the mother from Hell's Kitchen was going to be the one that might win simply because she's been around 40 years. And this is her first really big, you know, thing on Broadway. Yeah. I mean, even though she's been on Broadway for 40 years, this is her big, what do you call that? Overnight success.
Oh yeah.
So she finally had her overnight success after 40 years. Yeah. And so, yeah, but I just felt bad because, she was, if the hype was all her, Lindsay Mendez, well, the three of them together, because they had brought such joy to Broadway. So, yeah. But then their director didn't win either. So that was really confusing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, Jonathan won. And with Daniel winning, now he can go for that EGOT. So, yeah.
What do you mean?
What?
What EGOT?
Well, what the fuck do they call it? Where you get all four of them.
Okay, well, first of all, you've got to have
the Tony.
You got to have a Grammy, an Emmy, uh-huh. an Oscar. So because they each won a Tony, they're on their way.
Yes.
Oh boy, you're just
because
sad.
That's the hardest to get.
No, the Oscar is the hardest to get.
Oh, don't argue with me. All you have to do is blow the right person. I mean, what? No, I didn't say that. Okay, let's move on. But those are good chub hugs. All right. Well, before we get into this, real quick, we are about to do a Bridgerton spoiler alert. So if you have not watched your Bridgerton, we'll give you a moment here to skip ahead or pause or whatever you need to do. Okay, so Bridgerton author Julia Quinn gave the TV show her blessing to gender swap characters for a queer romance by Nicole Massabrook. Julia Quinn gave Bridgerton her blessing, basically, as I just said, but they always repeat, to gender swap Michael to Michaela or Michella or Michaela, however they're going to pronounce it. While Julia Quinn's readers were surprised by the twist at the end of Bridgerton season 3, the author herself had a heads up with the beloved character was being introduced as a woman rather than a man. And basically they go on to say that, you can't please everybody, but the author was very much for it and felt that it worked just fine. So now you caught that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I loved that. Because I just was like, okay, she's off to Scotters and all that. And then when she stumbles, I was just like, wow, that's very cool. And I also loved how they, we'll talk about that when we get to Bridgerton. But so that was, the author sanctioned that and said it was fine. Jennifer Anderson, seriously.
Aniston.
Thank you. Celebrated the 60th birthday of her friend's co-star and best friend for life, Courtney Cox. Saying that I can't imagine a world without her. Aniston feted Cox via Instagram, saying that the actress was funny like no other and stunning on the inside and out. So there you go. Jennifer Aniston is 60. How you feel, man?
No.
No.
Courtney Cox is 60. Read your article. You didn't. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well, you want to know who's dead?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Nick Maver, or Maybar, a deckhand who appeared on the 17 seasons of Deadliest Catch, died June 15th at age 59 after suffering a medical emergency at an Alaskan boat yard.
So he's not going to be 60. So.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah.
Like poor Jennifer or Courtney Cox. Won't be or is.
Yeah, Jennifer Courtney Cox. Yeah,
that's her full name. Tejano music legend Johnny Canales. Yeah. Anyway, he died June 12th at age 77. Tony Mordente, who played the short-tempered jet named Action in West Side Story, died on June 11th at 88.
And now he was also, you know, I mean, it's funny because they showed a picture of him and I go, oh my God, that's Action from the West Side Story. Mm-hmm. But he was also a very successful choreographer for the last, 60 years. So that, you know, that's one thing. That's the sad part of being famous. If you're famous for something, that's mm-hmm. all they remember you for, you know, but he had a long career as choreographer. So,
well, that's cool. Francois Hardy, the French singer, actor, and model who rose to fame in the 60s, died June 11th after battling lymphatic and laryngeal
cancer.
Yeah, that too. Of the last 20, for over 20 years. Wow, she battled a long time. Anyway, she was 80. Tony Lo Bianco. Who starred as Sal Boca in William Friedkin's Academy Award winning film The French Connection, died June 11th at 87. Dr. Michael Mosley, a British TV host and author of diet books, was found dead at age 67 on a Greek island of Symi on June 9th after a days long search. Was so emaciated he starved to death.
Yeah, and dropped on the beach. No one saw him. Exposure. He's dead.
Uh-huh. That's sad. Mark James, the Grammy Award-winning songwriter who crafted hits for Elvis Presley and Willie Nelson, died June 8th at 83. Ben Potter, a popular YouTube star, died June 8th at 40. Betty Ann Reese, who was known for her roles in The Unholy Rollers and Sugar Hill, died June 3rd at 81. Dario G., 53 years old. He was an English musician, most notably known for I think it's Sunshine pronounced, but it's spelled odd, from Rectal Cancer Today. And that was actually a really one of my favorite songs for a long time. And then we have Bruce Bastian, who was 79. He was American computer scientist and LGBTQ plus philanthropist and co-founder of WordPerfect. Well, rest in peace, everybody. All right. And now Tom wants to talk to you about In Da Butt.
No, I don't.
Oh,
okay. Let's see. RuPaul this week on the All Stars. Did you watch it this week?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, okay, so we'll move. We'll catch up with that. Top Chef this week. They're down to the top three with the finale next week. We'll talk about that. Evil. Andrea Martin is plays a nun on Evil and. She's just been so freaking hilarious. She's mm-hmm. so good at it. First of all, she's a person of the church who can actually see demons when they're in the room. And of course, all these, you know, religious people are like going, okay, she's obviously having some psychosis because, you know, you can't see demons because they're not real. I mean, they're real, but we can't see them. But so she's actually running around with like a shovel beating a demon to death. Everyone just sees her hitting the shovel on the ground, but she's really pounding the shit out of this demon. And it's hilarious. And I'm really glad that they brought her in, first of all, because she makes it so much fun. But secondly, because this woman has had this amazing career, and as she keeps working, as she gets older, they're forgetting about the old part, you know, the SCTV and all the earlier stuff she did. So, hopefully, you know, this will keep reminding people, as anything that put her in, she's excellent. So,
yeah.
Let's see. So Arnie Tex, this week, he's my YouTube, guy. He's making he made street tacos and chili. Actually, he just made El Pastor, which I was never sure what that was, because Sean orders it all the time. But that's when, you know, when they stack up meats together, like a shawarma thing. But you know, Mexican cuisine, it's El Pastor. And then they carve the meat off. Oh, my God, it looks so good. Let's see. Oh, wait, Broadway.com just shared that Idina Menzel is going to be in Redwood coming up this season. So Redwoods. So, okay. The Tonys were last night, and I was actually, I was really happy. First of all, that they kind of, a bunch of shows got a lot of awards. So, you know, like Stereophonics got 5, Merrily got, I think they got 4, Outsiders got 4. And then Appropriate got, they got 2, I think it was maybe 3, but they, that was for revival of a musical. Stereophonics was a new play. I mean, no, sorry, a revival of a play. Stereophonics was the play. Merrily got revival of musical, and Outsiders got best musical. And I am thrilled to say that I saw the second performance of that show on Broadway. So
nice.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was looking at the nominees and I'm like going, you know, I was there for a week and the only play that I saw that was going on at the time was Doubt, because I know that Appropriate came in after we were there, and Stereophonics started after we were there. And then I'm like looking at all these different things, and it's like everything started like 2 to 3 weeks after we were there. Cause the only 2 nominees that I saw was, The Outsiders, Back to the Future, which got a couple nominations, but, and Notebook did, but it was the, Water for Elephants that was up for best musical as well. We couldn't get into because the night we were going to go to it was their opening night. So they were sold out. So we ended up seeing that horribly boring Notebook instead. But it was really interesting to see how much opened after Suffs opened after we left. The Hell's Kitchen opened up the week after we left. And the other one, Illinois opened up like 3 weeks after we left. It's like, so I'm going in April next time. to make sure I catch all this. Anyway, back to the list. I was watching, it's called Smoking and Grilling with AB, and he made a sausage biscuit and gravy casserole. Now, this included, you took the canned biscuits and you cut them into quarters like you do with monkey bread, and you lay them out across a pan, and then you put the sausage, the crumbled bacon, then you put an egg mixture over that, cheese it, and then gravy over the top of that, and you bake it. Okay. And to me, first of all, it's, you know, 600 calories a spoonful, but it's a little overkill. I think I'd hold off on the gravy until at the end, like after it's all cooked, because I'm worried about the gravy and the egg mixture mixing together and becoming something unholy. But and then they also made these things. They were shotgun shells, but what they really are is a manicotti, the pasta, the tube manicottis. They look like tubes, and they shove them full of hamburger and sausage mixed up together, seasoned, mixed up together inside. Then they wrap the whole thing in bacon and baked it. And what happens is, you do put them in the fridge for like 4 hours because the bacon grease and the meat grease would help start to soften up the pasta. So when you cook it, it wouldn't be raw pasta. And I'm like, okay, this, it looked good, but I don't know that I really want to eat it. I don't know. They're overkill on so much stuff anymore. It's like, you know, you can't have a filet mignon anymore. It's got a filet mignon that's wrapped in bacon and marinated in this, and then topped with this. And it's like I kind of miss the old days of just eating something that was wonderful. Just the simplicity, like when you have a handful of cherries or you're eating a ripe pear and it's just melting in your mouth, and it doesn't have to be wrapped in bacon and sugared and fried and the whole thing to make it good. Anyway, then the boys are back in town on Prime. Have you watched it yet?
Caught up on it, yeah.
Okay, I've only seen the first episode. I couldn't believe they dropped three. That seemed like that's a little bit like overkill, especially on an established fourth season of a show that you, because usually they do that like the first season. The second season, you may get two, but by third and fourth, you should be getting one a week so they can, stretch it out and make you wait for it.
The one thing I will say about the season, it's really good. All three episodes. I mean, from episode one, I was back into it. Like, let's go. What's going on? They are following very much a parallel line with Homelander and Vought and all that as basically Trump and MAGA.
Right.
I mean, as you watch the next couple episodes, you'll find they're practically just taking everything from that and putting it into this. And on one hand, it works, and it was like almost giving me some anxiety. And on the other hand, it was almost lazy because it was just so right there. But let me tell you, it's just as gory and everything as it's always been. So, ooh. Anyway, I love it.
I found it a little boring at the beginning, but by the time we got towards the end and the heads were being blown up, that made it exciting again.
Yeah, well, wait till you get to the ice rink, but we'll leave it at
Oh, don't get me excited. Don't get me, yeah, okay.
that. Oof.
So what'd you think of RuPaul's Drag Race this week?
I was surprised how good it was because usually this is where they did the roast. Usually there's a few bombs that you're just like, oh, poor baby. I'm so sorry
Yeah.
that you did that. And I didn't feel that there really was any of
No,
that.
it was hard to find somebody who would have been in the, fortunately, there's no bottoms. But it would have been, I think, tough to find somebody. I think you'd almost have to go off the runways, because there were some runways that were a little it's like Chanel, who Sean and I, saw in Las Vegas, back before she was ever on RuPaul, and gave me a little thumbs up, the fact that I was with Sean, by the way. She, and then oh God, I can never think how to pronounce her name. The black girl with the sharp nose, Angeria.
Oh, yes. No, you nailed it.
Okay, Angeria. Yeah. Angeria looked like she had a cheaper version of Chanel's outfit. It just it did. It just looked like, okay, I didn't use didn't get a had a worse wig, and the outfit itself was just not there.
I hated most of the outfits, except for the
Plastique.
plastic and the one with the straws, or is that was that
That
plastic?
was plastique, yeah.
Okay, and then the one that was very like futuristic, lots of curves and body yada yada.
Oh, Nina,
Oh.
her atomic, well, she's doing, it's atomic bomb was the thing. So she did an atomic bomb.
I get
I,
it, but
you know, she, the,
man.
you got to remember that Nina, and this is what people forget. Nina is the camp queen on this season. And you've got the runway model-ish types. You got the comedy queens. You've got, and some, there's layovers on a lot of those. But whenever I see Nina, and I go, for being funny, that's a really well-constructed outfit. So I'm okay with that. Where injurious, it was not. Just it looked cheap. It looked like a Hobby Lobby type of thing. You know, it would be great if you were, you know, like a 18-year-old girl going to a Halloween party as Jane, you know, but yeah.
And I actually got Mick wasn't as strong as
She has been, yeah.
yeah. So, and I was surprised that this deal
And
won the last one.
the other thing about Got Mick is that it's not just her runway that was kind of weak, but she was one of the weaker of the comedies
Exactly.
during the roast because I've seen her slay, just like she's got great time. It's almost like she wanted to pull back a little bit to not look so much like a front runner and that way push it towards Roxy instead of her.
Maybe because
That's the only thing I can think of.
she won her season's roast. I
You're
mean, she
right.
was good, so I don't get it, but
Yeah.
yeah.
So that was surprising.
But yeah, I was really happy with that episode. They did a great job.
Yeah. So, Star Wars, how did you like this
Star
week's?
Wars Acolyte. I actually, you know me when they get you a couple episodes of the current, like what's going on, and then they take you back in time on episode 3 or 4 to explain everything. I'm usually like, okay, fine, whatever. But I didn't mind it this time. I actually thought they did a really good job
I mean,
with
they
it.
needed to do it, but I was kind of,
Yeah, I didn't feel that bad about it. I just, yeah, although I don't know. I think my main thing is, okay, now that we know what happened, move forward and don't keep jumping back in time to show us
Oh, girl,
this
they're going to
side of
keep
business.
jumping back in time because the one of the main stars was killed in the first 5 minutes of the first episode. So,
Well, that's true. We probably
yeah.
will jump back in time to see her because, but yeah, it's like, okay, now we know what happened. Great. Get back to what the hell we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
But yeah. Bridgerton season 3, part 2. There were 4 episodes and they
Well,
were.
first of all, let me just say
Yes. Oh,
that,
spoilers, by the way. Yeah.
well, forget that. Spoilers. Anybody
No,
that's
no.
got social media, I know anybody that's got social media was spoiled day one that they popped up. The first day I'm going through and it says, oh, watch Bridgerton. And all of a sudden I see, oh, like, things that are happening that I knew that were probably going to happen, but I didn't need to see it. You know, say, you know, I honestly, people, on the first few days, you know, say, oh, it ended really well. I loved it. I'm so happy. Don't give any spoilers. Just you can express your emotions on what you got from it, but you don't have to say, when this happened, I nearly shit my pants. You know, I don't care. I want to see it and shit my pants without knowing that.
Exactly.
So,
On the first few days, shut your mouth. Let
yeah.
people enjoy it. But
Give us until Monday. You know,
yeah, exactly.
over the, you know, we had the weekend, we could catch up, but you know, when it comes to, I think it came out what, Wednesday?
I think
Wednesday or
so.
Thursday? You know, so those are usually not big days that people can slump down and watch 4 hours worth of anything. But these bitches do. But yeah, anyway, go ahead with the show.
Yeah, so I ended up binging all 4 episodes. I was really apprehensive at first, but man, I got sucked right into it. I don't, I guess I felt a little like with the exposed, like now we know, now people know who she was, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. I'm not sure how to feel moving forward because that was such an integral part of the show, but otherwise I loved everything. I thought it was really well done. And
So
then
you're
looking
only
at
worried about it because you're afraid that that's going to cause season four, which comes out in 2026.
Oh, I know.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Really, bitches? Come on.
Come on. 8 episodes you can't piss out in a year?
Exactly. Exactly. Whatever. So, yeah, we have to wait a year and a half at least before they're going to bring it out. But, what was I saying? But that was such an integral part of the story. We're just going to be like, oh, the intrigue is seeing who gets married next. Okay. Oh, and I did like the gay elements that they brought into it. I thought they did a really good job with it.
Well, I'm watching Trixie Motel, and season two. First season, they opened up the motel in Palm Springs. Right. Second season, they bought a house in Hollywood that they're improving. And, each week there's a new episode that comes out. And we've already figured out for the third season, she's going to have to get married to David, and that they're going to have to come up with a wedding venue and something that they could build from. Now that I know, we know that, she's been exposed. I agree. That's a crucial part of what the show was. Mm-hmm. So it will be interesting to see, but I'm sure we can build from there.
I hope so.
Who knows? Maybe there will be a new Lady Whistledown.
Maybe.
By the way, do you know what that means? The term?
Mm-hmm. No, actually.
Mm-hmm. I looked it up because I figured it was such an odd name. Whistledown is a group of people that gather together to talk about news or gossip.
Oh, okay. Well,
that perfect sense. Anyway, I looked that up and I wanted to share.
Well, they need to get this shit out sooner. But yeah, if it turns into another period romance piece, but I don't know. I'll still watch it.
Sure. I
mean, all the men are beautiful on it.
Yeah, they're okay. Well,
most of them. What about Mother Bridgerton's...
Marcus.
Wasn't he dreamy?
He's just so... the way he looks at Mother Bridgerton, mm-hmm. It's just like, oh my God, he'll make you weak in the knees.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and I love the way that they developed the relationship between not Hermione, goodness, Penelope and her mom, and showed that her mom could be more than just a one-note crackpot. So.
Yeah, well, because now she's, I mean, I it was interesting because her mother had been spent so much time doing the right thing, the appropriate thing, mm-hmm. Marrying the wrong man, but for the right reasons, mm-hmm. It's a whole, well, maybe two generations difference. I'm not sure how generations applied back in that time period, where right. like it used to be 20 years, but nowadays it's every 10 years there's a new mm-hmm. Group. So just how different things could be from one generation to the other, and right. We see it even now. Yeah. We see all these mothers who used to whore around in the 60s and 70s being prudes and Karens nowadays, and it's like, girl, I saw you go down on somebody at a party, so I don't want to hear anything from you.
I know, right? And let me tell you, we can talk offline about that. But and the fact that it really was driving home the point that women have no power unless their husbands and their status.
Right.
And it just that just seems so ridiculous to me. But that's a modern sensibility. If we were back then, I may not have felt that way.
Yeah. Well, even today, it's still rough.
Yeah.
What's
going on in the world? Right. Yeah. Being taken away from women. What the fuck are you thinking? I don't get it.
Yeah, me either.
Okay. And then The Boys season four.
Well,
I
we
think
talked about
pretty much
that.
talked about that.
Yeah.
And then I finally got a chance to start watching Summer Baking Championship. And my favorite is the bearded guy, of course. Although found out he's straight with a girlfriend, so that kind of, I'm like, okay, well,
Well,
if we end up going home, whatever.
it's all come down to the point of, like I said before, and you've said before, that you can still like them even though they're heterosexual. You
Yeah,
know,
that's true.
guess what? I'm not getting laid one way or another by them anyway.
Yeah,
So.
exactly. But I'm liking most everybody. They usually have a really good. I mean, I can't remember really watching one of these shows where there was somebody I hated and
It
it was fun
was last fall. I don't remember what was going on. It like I was telling Brian this. It was either maybe it was last summer or it was the fall, probably the fall, because that's when they bring in Skunk Boy as the host. And so I didn't like him as the host. I remember they did that awful thing with the carnival. His
Oh
family
yeah,
ran a carnival.
that was not
And the people were kind of But it could have also been the it also could have been, I don't think it was the Christmas one. It's funny because Brian's going, "What?" And I go, "Well, there's a Christmas, a spring, there's a summer, there's a fall, a Halloween, and there may even be, I know a Thanksgiving one, but that's separate. That's not in the same group. And I there could be a winter one too. I think the winter one does is Or does the spring one start right after the Christmas one? No, I think there's a winter one. It's a spring.
I don't remember a winter one, but I do. Well, it's the holiday. They have the holidays, and then the spring, and then the summer, and then the autumn. Which kind
Okay.
of incorporates Thanksgiving, I believe, in there too. I don't know.
Okay.
It's hard to keep track of it all, but the point is that there's not really anyone that I totally dislike except the new judge. I do not like her. I find her abrasive and acerbic and just like she's just too good to for everything that's there. I don't know.
Now, is this the
Just
Southern
me.
girl?
What?
Southern girl?
The white? Yeah, I guess she's Southern. She's white, she's thin, she's blonde. And everything is like, oh, this and oh, that.
I see.
I have a hard time liking new hosts anyway, but
Okay.
yeah. All right. That's I think all that we're watching
Yeah.
together currently. Okay, so it was my mom's birthday yesterday, and we got to take a trip up to Dutch Flats. Which is a historic landmark, and that historic landmark was just one like plaque, and that's it. Other than that, it was just an old mining town. My choice was not for has the right choice, but we had a nice ride. We went up with Mr. Larry Dean in his brand new beautiful truck, and it was a wonderful ride. And then we ate at Cracker Barrel on the way back because neither mother or I had ever eaten there, and he said the food was really good, so we went there. And actually, the portions were really good. Mom got fried chicken. It was basically like half a chicken that was just cut up and fried, and they were big old pieces too. So, yeah, it
So
was
what'd you have?
well. I'm low carbing it, so I had the steak, whatever kind of steak it was, and then what was with it? Steak and eggs, and then they gave you cheesy hash browns, but I had asked for steamed broccoli, and they said, "Oh, I'm sorry, we have to upcharge you for that." And then I said, "I'll just take the big lumpy hash browns and leave it on my plate because I'm not paying extra." So I was just in that kind of mood. But we had a great time. I got my mom a new office chair, and I'm getting her a mattress topper for her bed. And yeah, she got some very nice Facebook happy birthdays. And so, anybody listening that left her a message, thank you very much for that. I appreciated it, and so did she very much. And that was basically the birthday. I did get her a little piece of chocolate cake, which was nice. I wanted to get her a nice big, huge, floral buttercream icing cake and everything, but. I may still try to do that this week, but it didn't happen yesterday. All right. What are we on to? Okay, so I started watching Heartstopper season 3 or 2. It's such a good show, and it's so sweet and so innocent that I like put it off because I almost felt like when I watch it, I want them to be happy, and I just feel like when I'm watching it, they're gonna do something mean to them in the plot, and I just don't want to see it. But anyway, it's a good show. I think they already have season 3 out, but or are about to. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's ready to come out.
Okay,
But not yet.
not yet. Okay, so I'll be caught up by the time it comes out then. And then Doctor Who, I
You
tuned
know what
in.
I found interesting about
Heartstopper.
Heart Stoppers is that the how can I put this? When I'm watching it, it's like they're kissing, and I'm like, okay, where's the crotch grabbing and the and it took me a bit to realize that not well, first of all, different generations, and that there's a different sexuality for people nowadays than there was back when we were growing up. So that they're not blowjobbing it or, jacking each other off is, they're finding the romance and in the show and not just going for it.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the things I really like about it. And I'm not a prude about anything. I'll take a movie with a lot of heavy action in it, no problem. But with this, the story is so good by itself. I just want them to be happy and sweet and get the chance to be the innocent gay relationship or bisexual gay relationship, as the case may be, that we never got the chance to have.
Right. And they are underage too, so they probably don't want to show that on
Well,
TV as well.
definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
Although there are plenty of other shows that'll do
I
weird.
know. I know. If it was heterosexual, the
Oh
girl would have
yeah,
had her top off already.
absolutely.
So,
Right.
yeah.
Anyway, it's just one of those shows that like I love so much that I worry for the characters. And when you're that attached to a character where you actually get anxiety worrying about them as you're watching the show, then you know that the writers and the producers did a good job. Okay, speaking of Doctor Who, I watched episode 8, and this was the episode where they're finally getting to what the hell the overarching arc of this season is, and the big bad that is going to happen. And the big bad was so big bad that actually I was like, I don't know how the fuck they're going to solve this. But I was on the edge of my seat, and I was pissed that I have to wait another week for another episode, because it's just that good. So, bravo to Doctor Who to keep giving us great shows. And then I decided I needed to watch a movie, and I watched Prey. Now, you did see that, right?
Yeah, like 3 years ago when it came out.
Well, yeah, obviously, but it is on Hulu. And it is part of the Predator series, and I thought it was just out last year.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I actually thought it was pretty good. I mean, for what it was, I thought they did a really good job with it. And the thing that I liked the most, other than they did have some animal cruelty type nasty things in it, but the main character, the dog main character, was absolutely fine through the whole movie, and that made me happy because I'm so tired of them doing mean things to animals. It just But overall, I thought they did a good job. And once again, a female-led movie, a female action hero, and they delivered. They delivered enough that I was cool with it. What'd you think?
Well, when I saw it back in 2022,
Yeah.
what I enjoyed about the show, and I looked it up, that's why I mentioned the date.
Okay.
What I liked about it was that, well, I thought, okay, so I like the fact that it takes place in what it was like the 1800s, 1700s. I mean, we don't even know. Well, no, they
They say
probably
300
1800. It
years
was
ago, that's all I know.
okay, but you had the predator coming in earlier. They've been here before. We know that. Okay, so why not? And which made it fun, because it's what I keep saying is we've got now we've all these cameras that are everywhere limit what we can pull off anymore. I would love to see a predator during showing up in the like Vietnam or something, just weird things like that, or World War II, because you have to have war going on, otherwise, it doesn't work. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting. It's a whole new take on the Predator series, and I appreciate that.
And because they didn't have the technology that they did, and they were still able to, defeat him and everything, and it was really well concepted and done. Not going to be on probably one of my top 100 movie lists of all time, but still, it was a good ride. So my next question for you is, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention on Summer Baking Championship, it's all just a big Disney commercial now, basically. Like you can't, yeah. Oh, look, it's Mickey and Minnie, and let's have a cruise,
Well,
and let's pause for the 60-second commercial about the cruise line.
who
And I
saw
know you
that?
gotta make
Wait,
your money somehow, but
there was a commercial? Oh, you don't have commercial free?
no, I'm not talking about it's that kind of commercial. They gave away
Oh,
a cruise, so they
yeah,
had
I
to
know.
run the clip on the thing. Yeah, anyway, it just
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it's another prize. What they give prizes away all the time, and if Disney's willing to support stuff we like, I appreciate Disney.
Well, and I'm not saying that I don't, but I was just surprised at how bleh out there it was now. Usually they're a little bit more overt. Anyway, all right, and that brings me to when is Hulu going to be fully integrated into Disney Plus?
Well,
Because
never.
it's pretty much already there.
Well, no, Disney Plus is becoming fully integrated into Hulu, but I don't think you're going to start seeing like the Disney cartoons and Pixar stuff. That kind of, you're not going to see all that on Hulu because they're trying to charge for two things. So I don't know.
Go
Well,
ahead.
I'm sure the problem is that Disney is one of those things where they want, well, streaming in general. And the reason why Prime is so terrible is that they've got two or three things that are really good that they have to stretch out over a year. And Disney's the same thing. They have a lot of good stuff in their arsenal there, but they need to have stuff that's new and changing each week. Otherwise, because you've got Paramount has CBS. And Hulu has ABC, and Paramount, Peacock has NBC. So those things are constantly changing with product, where Disney and like Max, well, Max has HBO, so they're constantly changing program. So Disney's in kind of and Prime are in a problem where they've got to keep things busy. So by bringing in the ABC stuff for Disney Plus, that keeps new stuff showing up each week, and Prime sits there with his finger up his butt because it's got nothing.
Pretty much. And then When I was looking at Disney Plus, I mean, they had like several of the streams that were just recommending everything that that are like movies and shows that are on Hulu. So, I mean, they're cross
Right, no, I
back
agree
and
with
forth
you.
to the
But
point where
if
it
you
was like, in fact, when I watched something on Hulu and then I pressed next and it automatically just opened Disney Plus. Anyway, oh, and just a side note about the new shows and how they have to stretch stuff. Have you noticed that neither of us are bothering to go watch the new House of Dragons yet?
Well, I just because it started on Sunday, it started
Yeah,
yesterday.
but neither of us are talking about it.
Well,
And
that's because I haven't seen it yet, and it started yesterday.
well,
I was going to
okay. Well,
watch
I
it.
guess I am just really
No,
calm about that.
I'm looking for. Sorry, but I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know if I am.
Well, that's fair.
I think I just felt like they didn't do anything until the final episode.
Oh no, it was getting good. I mean, it took us two or three episodes to get into it, but it was you're. I think you're confusing it with Lord of the Rings, which never went
Oh,
anywhere.
that thing. They better make season two better.
Well, I'm giving them one episode.
Okay. Well, let's see. All right. Let's do a am I the asshole? Well, let's just see. My husband and I are both 40, recently moved into our new home with our two kids and our two young kids. I've always had boundary issues with my in-laws, especially my mother-in-law. I have a strong sense of style, which my husband, who is more easygoing, defers to. I should have had it should have been a red flag that his mom bought his clothes and did his laundry until we moved in together. Now we both handle our own chores as we both work full time. My mother-in-law constantly brings things to our house to decorate, despite us asking her repeatedly to stop. She doesn't work and spends her time buying gifts for other people, which often don't fit my taste. At our last home, she gave us an American flag, which I didn't put up because I associate it with the right-leaning politics, and I'm very left-leaning. Last night, she brought another flag and put it up on our new porch without asking. I was upset. My husband thought I was overreacting, and my mother-in-law accused me of being controlling in front of my 4-year-old. I snapped at them, feeling overwhelmed, as my husband, an on and off again recovering alcoholic, has been going through detox this week, leaving me to manage everything. I feel guilty for snapping, but also feel my boundaries were disrespected. Am I the asshole?
Well, in some cases you are. First
Yeah.
of all, you don't have to bring up that your husband's a recovering alcoholic and you're blaming him for this. That's one thing that he's not supporting her, but you are he, she already said that he defers to her because he's kind of easygoing. So, okay, that's fine. But as far as the mother-in-law putting up a flag on your house, oh, that would have pissed me off. But I mean, bring over. I understand, people bring shit, over to your house, go, oh, I thought this was perfect for you. And you're like, oh, God, this is hideous. But, and if it, if they come with enough, knitted, like pillows for your couch that are,
The macrame.
that are a hideous color and pattern, and they're eventually that gets tiresome. But yeah, don't come over and put a flag on my house without me asking. That's the part that bothered me. And then whether it's in front of your 4-year-old or not, just don't say shit to me. But I don't know. We don't know how far that went to. Where it came from, how irrational the wife was when the mother-in-law did what she did. And then there's, I mean, I, but I, like I said, I think there's a little bit of asshole on both sides, but definitely, the mother-in-law seems to be pushing buttons deliberately.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think too.
And
Well, and also in
is she MAGA? Is she like right wing? She didn't say that.
you know what, in the original version of this, because I cut it down a little bit, did not say anything like that. Although I kind of picked up that the right-leaning and left-leaning politics, maybe a little bit, but the
mother that would make a difference
kept
too.
doing it, and the mother, the stepmother, had never worked and spent her days shopping at malls buying gifts for other people. So.
So yeah, I mean, she's buying shit and making shit for you,
yeah,
as well.
And was
so
repeatedly asked to stop too.
Yeah, but
so it sounds like button pushing.
It's also like how like when you come over, you bring a gift to a party, you know, a hostess gift type thing. So you know, she's from a different generation, obviously. So I
well,
don't
yeah,
know.
but I can see if you're bringing wine, or you know, oh, I saw this candy basket, or you know, something
candy
like that.
basket.
But when you're bringing over like stuffed pillows with, you know, American flags and children playing on it, or
well, if that's what
like
she's
that.
actually bringing, that was me that said that. But you know, it could be, you know, like if you, you know, I know that I'm always hesitant in trying when I'm buying people gifts. I'm always hesitant on what my taste level is and what their taste level is.
Yes, I understand
So.
that. And when I do buy gifts for somebody, I try to buy something that they could easily re-gift if they don't like it.
Oh, see, now I don't.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I try to buy stuff that I think they're going to like, but sometimes, you know, you get, I mean, how many times have you gotten something and went, I don't know what I'm going to do with this tacky shit because I'm not putting it up. And then you're thinking, oh, great, that means whenever they come over, I'm going to have to, you know, pull it out of the closet and put it up on a shelf until they leave. And I know I've done that too. So
I've had a few of those, but
yeah.
But yeah. No. Okay. Well, there we go. So here's a new little segment called That's So Gay. And let's talk about John Duff for a moment. He is a singer. And I don't know, I thought maybe you might remember this. In 2011, he was 21, and he auditioned for the first season of The X Factor. And Simon Cowell allegedly implied that he was transgender for his feminine mannerisms, while Paula Abdul described him as strange. And he interpreted those that commentary on his sexual orientation, feeling that judges were commenting on his persona rather than his abilities. He described the experience as the most degrading and humiliating experience of his life. Do you remember that at all?
I never watched X Factor.
Oh, well,
I didn't even know
you
why
watch
was Paula. Why was Paula Abdul on X Factor? She was only on American Idol.
She probably needed to make some extra
Maybe.
money when Idol was down. But
Okay.
anyway, so he has, since then, he has gone on to have a litany of albums and songs and everything. And he's got some more current ones out. He is absolutely fucking adorable. His music is fun. It is very bi-oriented. And I encourage you to go check it out. John Duff. Just type him into YouTube and all of his videos will come up. All right. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy asks, would you ever attend a birthday party for a dog?
I have.
So have I. And I would again. Got cake? All right. Hey, Chubbs. No kink shaming. How do you feel about the term daddy as it pertains to sex?
I mean, I have no problem with that, unless it comes to a point of where, you know, X removes you completely because they think that these may actually be daddies and real sons that are doing this, you know, because that's the only thing I can think of for the situation that we just experienced this weekend. You know, I mean, but I can, you know, shit. Women have been marrying their fathers for years. So the whole idea of, you know, falling in love with daddy is not a big deal. But, and, you know, whether it's an older man, younger person, I've known plenty of daddies who were in their 20s, you
yeah.
know, that's if that's the role they want to take, it, you know, and a lot of times it also you think of daddy and you think of top. And so I think that's a big problem with the term daddy, is that it's got this idea that you have to be a top if you're a daddy.
Right. Yeah. Well, I have absolutely no problem with it in a fun, you know, bedroom sex romp, if that's your thing to use that term, you know, which it really has kind of morphed from what it may have meant to into just a term, a descriptor almost. It's for me, it's when the play, the daddy sub and all that play comes out of the bedroom and is displayed in, you know, real life between that couple. That's when to me that is great play for your bedroom, and you want to put it on OnlyFans, you know, if it's $3, maybe I'll take a look. But other than that, don't bring it to me at the bar.
Bar is fine, but yeah, you know, if you're going to your relative's house and you're dating Georges, right? And okay. and he comes in, or you come in, and they go, "Oh, who's this?" And you're going to Georges' family's,
there you go, know,
barbecue, and they go, "Oh, this," and Georges walks in and goes, "This is my daddy." It's like, ugh.
Yeah, ugh. That's when it's just like, okay, you know.
No room for, you know, there's a time and a place. It's like the Bears when they were all, you know, the first, when it first started going, and it's all, you know, my husband and my, you know, woofy, woofy, growl, growl. And it's like, okay, that's fine in the text of the situation. But, you know, when you're at the grocery store, it's, I don't know if it's inappropriate. It's just awkward.
And that's the thing, is it you know, whether you want to fully go to the, it's inappropriate, but it is awkward, especially when it is part of their vernacular that they're kind of almost pushing you to deal with.
Well, okay, like, okay, perfect thing.
I don't
is
want to be part of your play like that right now.
It is the meme that you released a couple days ago of sitting in a hot tub with a heterosexual couple making out.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it doesn't matter if it's gay or lesbian, you know, or heterosexual, or, you know, it's just, I don't want to see it. You know, I mean, there's kissing, and that's fine. Hand holding, that's fine. But when you're making out in public, and it's not in a, let's say, a bathhouse bar seat situation, or at the Pride Fair,
like you're at Cracker Barrel when somebody's going at it at the next table, and you're just like, whoa, you know what?
That's whether it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, two 18-year-olds or two 65-year-olds. I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, it's off my iPad and Twitter doesn't pull it out from underneath my feet. So, sorry.
I'm so angry. You have no idea how PO'd I was.
Oh, well, I did, because I got the message.
Oh, that's true. Several people got all caps messages from me. Yeah. You don't know what they did.
I am so pissed. So, any more?
Yeah. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy asks, what do you think of tarot card readings?
I love them. Yeah. They're fun.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Jana used to do them all the time, and they were always, I found them very helpful.
Yeah, and that's the thing. To me, they are like a guide, a thing to, you know, consider, to look at, to keep in mind, perhaps, but not to take so literally that you're just like devastated by them, or, you know.
So have you figured out your drag name yet?
Yes, I have, actually. It's Man and Nicole.
Yeah, mine is Inda.
Inda Bud,
yeah.
That's actually really good. Yeah. Okay. Well, Mr. Moose wrote in and said, hey, guess what's in my lunchbox?
Oh my God, I am salivating right now.
No.
Oh my God, and oh my God, and shrimp. Oh my
Yes.
God.
Fried a bunch of shrimp and fries. Used cracker crumbs for the batter. Yummy. Wow. And then he fried some catfish and tater tots tonight. Need to cut back on the fried food. Oh, no.
Oh no, don't. I can't, I'm not supposed to have it, so I want you to have it.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my
Those
God.
are amazing. Those are really amazing. So,
Oh my
make
God.
sure everybody, make sure you go over to our Facebook group at facebook.com/chubsgonewild and check out
Yeah,
the
it's
photos
the
that we posted.
shrimp with curly fries, and it's catfish with tater tots, and everything is golden and delicious.
It really is. This is a good job, Mr. Moose.
Oh my God. Oh
Okay.
Jesus.
Well,
Let's end
Golden
this
Rule.
fast. Good.
Golden Rule Services want you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV. PrEP is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection. To learn more about PrEP, visit sacgrs.org. Find Tom's other podcasts at swannerandjudd.com. Find my books at justkisstheguy.com. Find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And give us a call at
408-69 Chubbs.
Yes, Queen. And we've completed another show. I can't believe it. So
Know.
actually, we're very close to 550.
Are
We're
we
gonna have to
really?
have a party for that one.
Yeah, sure. That's what you said at 500, and we got nothing.
Well, yeah, we all know how that turned out. But anyway, all right, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. We will catch you next time, and happy Pride Month. Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.